This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lung haulers, hospitalizations, and the dogs. National Pet Day on a lighter note. Hey, hey, everybody. Town Guinness. Kate Delaney, you may have a dog in your life, or maybe it's a cat. I grew up with a cat, a Siamese cat. But I have a dog, Guinness, who is a golden retriever with a little Irish setter in him. So needless to say, he has a lot of energy. But he's awesome. So National Pet Day, it's fun to recognize the pets. What do they do to our life? I think that whether it's a cat, a dog, or whatever it is, I think they de-stress us a bit. And especially in the COVID pandemic era, we've seen that adoptions of all pets have gone up. People need, I think, to feel that unconditional love. That's what I think it is. Because every day we're getting bombarded by something negative, right? As much as you may be on the sunny side of the street, so to speak, and I am, I'm right there with you, the glass is only half full so much, right? And so here's the latest. As we celebrate National Pet Day, the end of it anyway, two walks today for Guinness, lots of treats. Not a good treat, though, for the fact that we found out some bleak news. When we talk about the vaccine and the people who don't want to get vaccinated and the fact that the numbers are staggering who don't want to be vaccinated in the Marines, for example, and then the other side of it is schools like Rutgers and Cornell who are saying, if you're not vaccinated, you're not on campus, so you will have to be virtual. And is that something that's going to spread to more college campuses? In the middle of all of this, the awful news that Israeli data is showing that the South African variant can break through the Pfizer vaccine. So the strain is more effective than original COVID and the British variant at bypassing that shot. And this is a real-world, first-of-its-kind study. Israel has used the Pfizer vaccine almost exclusively to vaccinate millions of citizens with just a version of Moderna based on that innovated mRNA technology that they use minimally. So a team from Tel Aviv University sequenced the swab of 150 Israelis who tested positive for COVID-19, even though they were vaccinated. Now, in the study, the prevalence of the South African strain among vaccinated people who were infected, despite that inoculation, was 8 times higher than its prevalence in the unvaccinated infected population. That's not good. Obviously, the results don't make anyone happy. Certainly, in Israel, they weren't happy with this. And based on the patterns in the general population, Professor Addie Stern, who headed up the research, said, we would have expected just one case of the South African variant, but we saw 8. So that is very bleak news. I mean, there's more studies that have to be done, more research, of course, all of that. But what they found in this Tel Aviv research does appear to corroborate another study from another university, which found that the vaccine response is less effective against the South African variant, drawing their conclusions in the Ben-Gurion University study by analyzing blood samples. While the new research is based on actual sequenced test results. Yikes. Yeah. Hate to hit you with that right at the top. And trust me, you know how we roll here. We have other things we're going to talk about in the mailbag. We have a mic drop. We have this or that. But let's get to the real stuff, because I say this show is about what we're talking about in your backyard and mine. And that would that would take your breath away a little bit, because how many people have been vaccinated with Pfizer? So what does that mean? What does that mean with these variants that are popping up, especially with the younger population, more hospitalizations? 119.2 million have been vaccinated. So you know what that is? That's 44.6% of the eligible population 16 and older, and 35.9% of the total population. Total population. So while all of that is going on, you have the fact that the Mexican migrant deaths in the U.S. have also surged during the pandemic. And getting bodies home is a big-time headache, challenge, and very, very sad. So we have the clog at the border of kids who are practically on top of each other in some of these facilities, although they're trying to work that out. We get it. People racing to the border, trying to escape drugs, terrorism, all kinds of things. And now you have this other problem that the Mexican consulates across the U.S. are also dealing with, and it's the toll the coronavirus has taken on the migrant workforce. Desperate phone conversations. Thousands of Mexicans in the United States, most of them undocumented, deemed essential workers by state labor departments, have died of COVID-19. In, for example, one area in Florida, one county in Florida, the death rate soared by about 70%. So then the job is, how do you repatriate the bodies of the pandemic dead? Interesting, sad story that I read in the Washington Post. Something I wasn't thinking about. But it's a task that ends up consuming parts of the government. Even at one point, Mexico dispatched a military jet to retrieve hundreds of urns because that was the easiest thing to do. That's what they had to do. And so sometimes the families were tired of waiting for their government to act and took things into their own hands. Some started fundraisers to pay the $4,000 it cost to repatriate a body. Others, are you shocked by this, smuggled coffins across the borders themselves. So millions of Americans are getting vaccinated. I told you the number. Undocumented migrants are still struggling to sign up for the inoculations. In some cases, why do you think that is? Because, of course, pharmacies require IDs to make appointments. And others worry about going to vaccination sites because they think they're going to be deported. So now they're dying in the United States. It becomes a problem for the U.S. and for Mexico, and a nightmare when it comes to these morgues and getting through this and figuring it out is so damn depressing and costly on both sides of this. And perhaps this is something you just didn't think of. It didn't click in. Mexico received 7,434 requests to repatriate the bodies of migrants in 2020. That's up more than 4,000 in 2019. You know what that spells to me? An increase of almost 70%. Yikes. Coming up next, some of what we want to talk about also because of you in the mailbag.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Mary, listening to us in California, yo, Kate Delaney. I like the yo. Yo, yo, Kate Delaney. I'm wondering, Philip is dead. Is Harry and Meghan, at least, going to the funeral? What are they saying, the royal family, anyway? What they're saying is, yes, that Harry is going to the funeral. It's interesting that you asked that question. I think that people have an obsession with, you know, the royals, of course, not just in the UK, but in the United States. So Prince Harry is going to return for the funeral, but without Meghan Markle. And, you know, I guess everybody's talking about it, saying this could help with the royal rift, and it makes sense that he would come back. And, you know, but it's been rocky, obviously, since that interview with Oprah, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago or so. And it's the visit is Harry's first since stepping down as a royal last year. And it's going to force a meeting with his brother, Prince William, and father, Prince Charles, who Harry said in that interview last month were trapped in an unhappy palace life. She's not traveling. She's going to remain in California on doctor's orders because she's in the later stages of pregnancy. So that makes sense. I don't think that's an excuse. I think that's obvious with her age, etc. And again, late stages of the pregnancy. So this is what people are going to, I think, especially the British tabloids, this is what they're going to zero in on. And that's probably, Mary, why you asked me that question, right? Because you might be fascinated by the royals. I mean, Prince Philip died at the age of 99. That is a life well lived. But this is the first time Elizabeth has been without him in how many years? I mean, they were married very young. And when she took over the crown, and the rest was history. I mean, he was always there by her side. And so even at that age, there still has got to be a very strange sense of loss. But 99 is a long time to live. All right, here's one from Jack, listening to us in South Florida. Kate, you always talk about the weather and how awful it is. And lately in Florida, we haven't really been in the middle of some of what the rest of the country has had to deal with, whether it was tornadoes or whether it was some sort of flooding or something else that had slammed into so many of you, especially in Tornado Alley. I really feel for you, and we get it because we get the hurricanes. But we had some terrible storms over the weekend. There were buildings that were really torn up, and there were a lot of people without power. Very sad about one young girl who died. She stepped on a power line after the storm swept through her area, and that's one of those freak things that can happen. And, of course, we had tornado warnings, too, and I wondered if you had heard about that. Of course I heard about that. Are you kidding? I have family all over those places you just mentioned. So, like, 80,000-plus people didn't have power. And it wasn't just, by the way, in Florida, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, a bunch of areas there got it, too. And the tornado warnings, thank goodness, kind of came and went. And it was a terrible weekend storm, a lot of heavy rain and strong wind and hail and lightning. And I talked to my nephew and I said, hey, what's, and I hadn't looked, and I said, hey, what's the weather like? He said, terrible. It's raining. People are water skiing in front of the house. What? So they got a lot of water. And in Pensacola, Florida, the storm tore a roof off a microbrewery. There was water damage there, of course. There was a home, a convenience store, leveled by a possible tornado in Panama City. They seem to get hit really bad in Panama City. In Lakeland, Florida, so you can tell I know a lot of people right in Florida, they had a roof that got just ripped off by the, most of it was ripped off by the high wind. And what happens with these vaccination centers and testing places, they had to be canceled in Orange County because it was that bad, the weather. There's no way they could do it and take that risk. Let's go to this one from Brad, who says, Kate, the nation is fixated on what's going on in Minneapolis with the Chauvin trial. And, of course, I don't blame anyone. It certainly is not looking good for that former police officer. I think he gets nailed on all of those charges, as I think he should be, by the way. But there was also another shooting. There was a 20-year-old who was shot and killed by police on Sunday before getting into his car and crashing the car blocks away. So that doesn't help the tension that seems to be in the air. Yeah, I read that story that the family said that the family announced that he was shot and killed, and it was before he went into his car. And his name was Dante Wright, and the relatives of Dante Wright told a crowd that was gathering in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, which is about 10 miles outside of Minneapolis, that he was driving for a short distance after he was shot and died. That was the, you know, that he crashed the car afterwards. And Wright's mother supposedly said he called me at about 1:40, said he was getting pulled over by police. He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rear view mirror. And, you know, that's all she knew. So there was a little bit of a protest, and there were people that were gathering with some signs, justice for Dante Wright. And we'll see what comes of this. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said he was closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center, and they say that this happened in the afternoon. It was before 2 p.m., like his mother said. And I guess he had an outstanding warrant when they tried to arrest him. This is what the police are saying. The driver, which is Dante, who I mentioned, got back into the car, and then that was it. So, and drove away. When he drove away, then that's what happened. Then they fired at the car and hit him. And the shooting happened with everybody, of course, on edge, as already mentioned, with the death of George Floyd
almost a year ago, and because this trial is happening right now for the former cop, Derek Chauvin. Okay, let's take another one. How about this one? This one is from Harry, who says, Kate, you know, it seems like everywhere we turn, it's about another shooting, either in a workplace or at a place of worship or at a school or at some other horrific, you know, you name it, place that should not have to deal with bullets flying and lives being lost in the middle of a pandemic, no less. Boy, could we use a break. Could we use a break in this country and other countries when you think of the pandemic and trying to square up what's really happening here and what other governments are doing, what our government's doing, what should be done, what's not being done, what is being done that's working well. I mean, every day there's the overanalysis, and I'm just so tired of it all. It's almost like the Southwest slogan, "Want to get away," is probably something every single one of us feel. Yes, I think you nailed it. Every single one of us want to get away. You're right. You get overwhelmed by all of it. And at some point, I say it's, you know, I'm a content junkie anyway, so if I wasn't doing this, but I think you transition, you do other things, you take walks around the neighborhood, you do whatever you have to do to clear your head, because you can get overwhelmed with it. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. And it we're just getting hit in all directions. Sure. Of course. All right, here is a sports one, so I'm going to go to this. Pete says, Kate Delaney, I know you're a golfer, and I bet you were watching the Masters. What did you think of Hideki Matsuyama and what he was able to do on Sunday? Wow. 29 years old. Are you kidding? Huge. He, his country just, I'm sure, hysterical over the win. Japan. He was amazing. And at the end, he started to crumble a little bit. He bogeyed 16 and started to fall apart a little bit more, but he still came out. He started the day, the back nine, where he was just cruising, and he played so well. He was dominant, and then he was resilient, and he lifted himself up. He didn't completely crumble. And this is huge for Japan. I mean, this is a huge, huge win. So congratulations to Hideki Matsuyama for the win. People like him on tour, too. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he is open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment into its infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as the use of an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund it. Representative Liz Cheney says that the president's package could get GOP support if a large number of changes are made. The Wyoming Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that too much of the funding in the bill goes to pet projects that have nothing to do with infrastructure.
The bill would need to be fundamentally redone. It would need to be a different bill. It would need to actually focus on infrastructure, not on so many of the additional Green New Deal spending priorities that are focused on helping Democrat allies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News. White House border coordinator Roberta Jacobson announced Friday that she would be leaving her post at the end of the month, as the humanitarian crisis at the southern border only seems to be getting worse. Representative Ashley Hinson recently visited the border and says that the president and vice president need to make a visit as well. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that they need to go sit down with law enforcement on the ground to fully understand the true impact of the situation.
I think Vice President Harris needs to come. President Biden needs to come. He needs to do what we did, which was sit down with Republican sheriffs, Democrat sheriffs. This is a nonpartisan issue, and I can tell you that our law enforcement is strapped. They're being outspent. They're being out technology. The cartels are using way more technology than what we have, and they're using it to their advantage. So the cartels are the ones that are winning this war, and until they see that and hear that firsthand from the people who are actually experiencing it, I think for them it's truly out of sight, out of mind.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
So especially with the pandemic, we know that we've seen all kinds of animals, reptiles, etc., in places where they normally wouldn't overrun a community, let's just say. But this takes the cake for me. I've always wanted to go to Thailand. It's beautiful beaches, all of that. Supposedly really warm-hearted people. I've never been there. But I know people that have gone and say great things about it. And now we're all on lockdown, so those kinds of holidays, those international holidays, are just frozen for, have been frozen for the last year. But in 7-Eleven, there was an Asian water monitor lizard. That's what they call them. And you say, well, so what? It's a lizard. I mean, I've been to Florida many, many times. In fact, we're taking the show to Florida next week. And I see lizards on the street when I'm running, jogging, whatever. I mean, they're all over the place, right? And I did go to Ecuador, and I saw, you know, lizards there and iguanas, which were kind of freaky a little bit, the iguanas, because they're a little bit bigger. But these Asian water monitor lizards, yikes. 5 to 6 feet long. I mean, they are chunky, chunky lizards, big. And at a 7-Eleven in Thailand, and you can look this up on whatever search engine you have and you can see the video, there is one of these lizards climbing up
on the shelf, on the top of the shelf, and you can hear people squealing, screaming, and just in shock. And it looks like a scene from a movie. It does, but it's no movie. It's real life. And so what can you do? The store clerk called for help, and they sent over somebody who could, you know, people from animal control who could get the reptile, pull the reptile in, so to speak, and that's what they did. Boom! Mic drop. I'm getting my cereal. And I look up, and there's a giant, giant lizard in my face. And that's what happened to people. Because they weren't aware of it. So your back's turned. You're grabbing your grub in 7-Eleven. It's a grab-and-grub place, right? It's a convenience store. Whether it's Thailand or Cherry Hill, New Jersey, or Las Vegas, Nevada, or Dallas, Texas, or New Orleans, or wherever, that's it. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. And I guess the lizard was thinking the same thing. I mean, the lizard looked comfortable, but I would be freaked out. If I turned my back and that giant lizard was in my face, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine, right? Yeah, I've seen alligators in strange places. I've seen my share. I saw one time at 3 o'clock in the morning when I had to go to Philadelphia and take a train, and I was down. I was down in the bowels of the subway, and coming up, I saw a. And people used to talk about giant rats, and I used to hear that. Oh, it's sad. The people went in, and the house had giant rats or whatever. And I thought, that can't be true. I mean, rats are small, right? How are these? Are they sure? Is it really giant rats? No, no, there's giant rats. Because I saw one up close and personal. I thought it was a dog. It scared me to death. And that's the closest encounter I have to anything like this Asian water monitor lizard. But I'm not kidding you. It is the perfect mic drop moment, because it would be shocking to turn around and see that. And that video is shocking. If you just type it in and look it up, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Climbing up the convenience store little shelves. Oh my. I kind of needed a laugh when I saw it, but it also was shocking and took my breath away, I think, at the same time. This is a little of this, a little of that, so I call it odds and ends because there's so much that's happening in the world. I mean, good and bad, because we need some of the light stuff, right? So, for example, here's a fun promotion. Smart, wink, wink, if you're a beer company, National Beer Day is Wednesday. So they're saying, Sam Adams is saying, get a COVID shot and get a free Samuel Adams beer. So they released a new TV spot that says your cousin from Boston gets vaccinated to help combat skepticism among drinkers with humor. And then they have hashtag shot for Sam vaccine incentive program. So it starts on April 12th, and the first 10,000 drinkers who share evidence of their vaccination on social media by May 15th, or while supplies last. How long do you think those supplies are going to last? How many people are of drinking age in the country? How many people would drink a beer? I'm thinking it'll go pretty quickly, right? But I guess what they do is they give you $7 because they're kind of figuring if it's happy hour somewhere or you're getting a six pack, maybe you here's $7. It's going to be that's not a six pack. That's going to be going somewhere and getting that beer. So they're just giving you the money for it, basically. But you have to meet the conditions. But then if you meet the conditions, you get the bucks, and then there you go. And we all know Krispy Kreme, they have a vaccine incentive, free glazed donuts through the end of 2021 with a valid COVID-19 vaccination card. Great. So you can gain a few pounds after you get vaccinated. Yikes. Really? Since it is the tail end of National Pet Day, and I think there's so much to pay attention to that often things go under the wire and you don't see some of the stories of recalls, etc. There's been a big pet food recall. Select Midwestern pet foods, dogs and cats food, has been recalled for potential salmonella risk, is what they're saying. The salmonella is bad. It's the Midwest Pet Food Company. They say it's linked potentially to the death of more than 70 dogs. So it's dog and cat food, though, that they're saying could be
could be part of the problem. And they're saying don't feed the product, obviously, to any pets or any other animals. They're pulling the product from the store shelves and inventory and that whole thing. If you ever want to know about recalls, just especially food or anything of that nature, just go to the Food and Drug Administration website and they'll list it. Because when you have 70 dogs and they're saying that might be contaminated, I'm thinking I'm going to trust that. I'm thinking that, yeah, that's something that you look at and that's probably... there's probably a good chance that you don't want to take a chance with that. Sometimes people blow that off, shrug it off, and think, well, yeah, that's just a select area, and we've never had problems before. But once that goes out, once the all call goes out, they do that for a reason. I mean, just forget it, right? Just forget it. I mentioned during the mailbag, because somebody asked me about Matsuyama's win for the Masters, it was a one-shot lead in the end because he had such a big lead really heading down the stretch in the back nine, but that's huge. He became the first Japanese man to win a major championship with a one-shot win over Will Zalatoris at Augusta National. He started the day with a four-shot lead, and then that kind of dwindled. So he was pretty in control until he bogeyed the par 5 15th. And picture this, you're just cruising. His shot went in the water behind the green, and then, you know, that bogey didn't do him any favors. My favorite player, Jordan Spieth, finished for a share of the third, which is great because he's starting to find his rhythm, I think. But the fact that Matsuyama got his green jacket, that's pretty impressive at 29 years old at one of the most storied courses in the world, one of the most storied places. Now, I don't know if this is a big deal to any of you, but it kind of jumped up on my radar, and maybe it's because I lived in Las Vegas, but the city of Las Vegas, what they're trying to figure out is they've got a problem with, you know, the desert. So greenery, how do you keep it green? I mean, how much water are you pumping out there? So what's happening is Las Vegas water officials are trying to get people to replace anything green, right? To come up with, you know, ban grass. Can you imagine that? Ban grass. So it would be the first in the nation. And this is a way they say to conserve the water. So they're asking the Nevada legislature to outlaw 40% of the turf that's left. The Southern Nevada Water Authority estimates that there are 8 square miles of non-functional turf in the metro area of Las Vegas. Grass, they're saying, that no one ever walks on or otherwise uses in street medians, housing developments, office parks, that kind of thing. They say ornamental grass requires 4 times as much water as drought tolerant landscaping like cactus and succulents, etc. By ripping it out, they believe they can reduce annual water consumption by 15% and save 14 gallons per person per day. Wonder how the people will feel about that, because I mean, Las Vegas is known for extravagance and splashy displays and the suburbs and areas that where they're talking about the medians making it beautiful. So the public perception outside of Vegas is I believe, a little bit different, maybe. I don't know. But a full ban on non-functional turf, they say it is a turf war that has been going on since 2003. So far, no word on how that's all going to play out. But can you imagine? So, because they're known for excess and extravagance, they would be the first in the nation to ban grass that nobody walks on. It could be coming to your neighborhood next. This or That with Sir Eric next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
2, 3, ooh. Ooh.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
That means Sir Eric is in the house. Sweet! And it's time for this or that. Hey, Sir Eric.
Hey, what's up?
I think that you're tired. I think you did a lot of errands. Do you have a big honey-do list today?
It was pretty much the same as usual, but I woke up at 4 in the morning, like I sometimes do. Couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, that's the worst. What would it be like? I wonder, you know, when people have... where money is no object whatsoever. I mean, you know money can't buy happiness, but where everything is done for you. I mean, everything is done for you. You just have so many assistants, right? Or maybe you only have 2 assistants. But any little errand, any little thing is totally taken care of. And even you don't have to even make your bed.
So it's like being 8 again or something.
It's like being one of the royals. We're just talking about Prince Philip till he was 99. I mean, you don't do anything when you're the royals. You get waited on, but then you have to deal with that whole other side. It'd be very, very strange. It would be strange, but I think that's what happens sometimes. And I know people out there can relate. You have just a ton of things on your list because it's your day off or part of your day off, and that's what happens. You start rolling out and doing it, and you're like, whoa, I need to take a step back. So time for this or that. How about when you go to your refrigerator, this or that? Do you like a covered fridge? In other words, there's pictures, there's notes, there's magnets everywhere, or totally clean fridge on the outside?
Interesting question. If I had to choose one or the other, I guess I would have to choose like a loaded fridge with all kinds of stuff on it, because I would get bored of the if it's too clean.
Right, so that tells us something about your personality. Okay, so covered magnets, whatever stuff is fine.
Yeah, I would take that over the other any day.
Yeah, I agree. I have postcards, things that even my mother sent. It's not ridiculous where you can't even, there's no space on it, but I think it looks better. But some people don't like that. You go into people's houses and it's almost like they're serial killers. You can't even, you're afraid to step on the floor. Every ounce is completely clean. Is this a movie set for a serial killer show? I don't know.
American Psycho or something.
Yeah, American Psycho. I'm serious. I've stepped into homes and people are laughing, and maybe you are that way, but I'm saying there's not even, like, they wipe down the fridge so much that it's stainless steel or whatever. There's no fingerprint on anything. There's nothing. Nothing. There's nothing. There's no signs of life.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. It doesn't have to be a junkyard on the refrigerator, but I like the signs of life. So we both like covered fridges but the thing is, the trick to that is sometimes you got to clean them off. Like if you have, if it's like a doctor's office and you have notes up from 5 years ago, it's time to clean some of those notes up.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's all fine and dandy until like stuff starts falling off and getting in the way.
Yeah. All right. So, you have no choice of this because, we're in the pandemic and sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So you have these two options. The hair keeps on growing, or you just go bald. You say, forget it, just shave the whole thing off. Man bun versus bald.
I'll go with the hair.
The man bun?
Yeah.
So you wear a man bun. Oh, I would love to see that picture. Man bun Eric. I'm kind of used to it, though, with some guys.
Yeah, but I mean, by now, right?
Yeah, I've been in meetings with guys with man buns. I think people should do whatever they want to do with their looks, and I'm not critical of that. I think it's being judgy. But at first, when the whole man bun thing happened, I was like, "What is going on with this bun thing?" Versus bald, where, like, here's what happened with the Hubs. He didn't want to go to a salon because we were hearing this person got COVID, this thing happened. So he said, can you cut my hair? Okay. So it's not like I'm salon trained. So I cut part of his hair and he said it was uneven. It was a mess. So he said, you just got to help me shave the whole thing off. So he went bald.
Oh, with like razor bald.
Razor bald. It was very weird. It was like that character from Superman. I can't even think of his name now. Lex Luthor, I think. It was the worst. It was the worst. I mean, he's an attractive guy. Bald, he looked like a gangster or something. I don't know. It was weird.
That's funny.
It's weird. Yeah. I think you go with the man bun every single time. Did you hear that? I don't care what your age.
Did you tell him that? Like, did he get kind of butthurt?
he said I did a terrible job, so he said he wanted that done. And then I just got kind of used to it. I just got used to it. I put a picture out there somewhere, and everybody's like, whoa, are you still married after that? And then it just grew back. He has good hair, so it grew back pretty quickly. It was okay.
he's not balding?
Oh, no, he's not a balding guy. But he wanted me to clip his hair, and he said it was terrible. It's uneven. It wasn't right. So he said, now we have no choice because you've gunked it up. It's short in one place, longer in another. So I'm just going to have it shaved and be bald. And that's what happened.
Oh, okay. For some reason, hair. I pictured him like already balding.
Oh,
so,
no.
So it's a little different.
Uh-oh. Not balding. No. Picnic versus cookout. So you have the opportunity to do one or the other, and it's kind of your crew says, let's just do this something different, man. So you got to prepare either a picnic, like throw together stuff that you throw in a basket or a cooler or whatever, or you just do a cookout at your crib. Which would it be?
I like the idea of the picnic, but I would just do the cookout from the crib.
Because you're lazy?
A little bit. And that's a little bit, like half of it. And then the other half is like, I mean, I just love grilled food, so.
Grilled food. Yeah, you know what? I agree. And we got a grill from my brother, so I would grill. I would do the grill thing, too. I like the idea of the picnic like you, but maybe I'm the same as you. It would require, I think it would just be a pain.
Yeah, it's hard to, like, make it worth it.
Right. Right, because of the stuff you have to, I think the stuff you'd have to pack up, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's people listening and they go to picnic, have picnics all the time. They throw stuff in a cooler. It's not a big deal. They flip open the back of their SUV or whatever they have and it's okay. But I guess I'm not used to it. I can't even remember. I can't even remember the last time I was on a picnic. Do you remember a picnic?
Not really. Not one where you like packed up your stuff and went. I mean, I feel like the entire time I'd be packing things, I'd be like, why am I doing this, you know?
Yeah. That's the same thing with me, absolutely. You know when you go to an amusement park and the big thing now is they have those rides, those upside-down rides, or the one where you shoot straight up in the air and then you go flying down and you come to a stop and your stomach just drops and it's frightening almost.
Yeah, I love that.
And they're called different things. And there's one that I went on that was called the Hell Hole. So the floor dropped out. It was centrifugal force was pressing you against the back of the wall. It was crazy. Then there is the roller coaster. So you have the choice to go on one or the other. What would you most likely choose?
So the first one wasn't, it's not actually a roller coaster. It's just.
No, it's one of those things that, you know, where they turn upside down. They almost look like spiders in the air, and you see people flying around, and then they turn them upside down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would take the roller coaster.
Yeah, me too. I think the other thing, your stomach flips over like 5 times. It's awful. I mean, roller coaster, you just grab the bar and scream. That's it, right? I love it. All right, this or that. It's always fun with you, Sir Eric. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kate.
So if you go on a picnic, boy, just make sure you pack early and pick up all your trash. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.